Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
From Mondakistan to the Flathead, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, a lot to talk about here this morning. What's the deal with Whoopi Goldberg and the Charlemagne guy attacking Barack Hussein Obama? Have you guys heard about this? Apparently, Barack Obama, who has orchestrated the demise of the Democrat Party, who has been the puppet master for over a decade in the Democrat Party now, but now Barack Obama's acting like he had nothing to do with it, and he's criticizing the Democrats. And you know, Democrats never criticize Barack Hussein Obama. He's like a small G god in their party, but this Charlemagne, who calls himself Charlemagne the God, small G, he's going after Obama. Whoopi Goldberg's going after Obama. All right, let's just get into that story since I started yapping about it. I was going to, you know, just kind of open up with a few different stories that we could get to here this morning. But, hey, if you got something you want to get to, give us a ring, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app as well. But, yeah, apparently Barack Obama is criticizing Democrats right now for all of their losses and just for what a train wreck the Democrat Party is right now. And Jesse Waters had a great segment on his program on Fox last night highlighting Whoopi and more.
This has not been about Democrats laying back. This has been about y'all. This has been about y'all, because their messaging was always the same. Democrats have been angry at what this man tried to do the last time. They've been angry this time. So I, with much due respect to you both, I believe you are pointing the finger at the wrong person when you say Democrats.
Whoopi's tired of Barack telling the brothers and sisters what to do. She's in the trenches every day while he's in Honolulu getting henpecked by Michelle. The Messiah can't perform miracles anymore. And the God said he's a day late and a dollar short.
It's mind-boggling to me when I hear people like President Obama say things that regular, everyday people been saying for years. We've been saying Democrats were cowards for a decade. We've been saying Democrats need to toughen up. And that cowardice is, you know, why we're in the position that we're in now. So it's just wild to hear President Obama say that now, as if Democrats haven't been cowards for the past decade.
The cowardly, lying Democrats should look in the mirror. Barack puppet-mastered Kamala's campaign, and now everyone's leaking that he didn't think she was tough enough, so he hit her in a bunker.
Oh, man, what a segment that was last night. There's some days where I could come in here and have three or four different highlights from Jesse Waters' program, and we could lead every single hour of the show with a different highlight. But we got more to get to here this morning. Another great segment, Laura Ingraham had Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Fallon's got his Saturday night show on Fox News. He is the former New York City cab driver, a stand-up comedian who now has his Saturday night show. We got to see him here in Montana. But did you guys hear President Trump? I think it was in the middle of Sean Hannity's radio show yesterday. They played it live. Donald Trump was taking questions. I think he was on the tarmac or something. And he's calling for AOC and Jasmine Crockett to take an IQ test. We'll get to that and more, but first, Jason and Bozeman next after this.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll see some lingering clouds and a few showers possible, especially the first half of the day today, followed by some sun during the latter half of the day. High temperature readings from the lower 70s in Bozeman to the mid-60s in the Billings area. For tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies, low temperatures in the upper 40s and lower 50s. And then for Thursday, we're looking at sunshine with highs in the mid to upper 80s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm Paul Trombley.
This is House Call for Health. A study shows an increase in obesity-related cancer deaths in the U.S. The research presented at the Endocrine Society's annual meeting Sunday looked at more than 30,000 deaths linked to obesity-related cancers from 1999 to 2020. The study found the age-adjusted mortality rate skyrocketing from more than 3.7 million to more than 13.5 million, tripling over two decades. The study also found women, older adults, black people, Native Americans, and people in rural areas were affected most. According to the study, people living in the Midwest had the highest rates of obesity-related cancer deaths, while the Northeast had the lowest. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says obesity is connected to at least 13 types of cancer, including colon, uterus, liver, and more. The CDC says at least 40% of all new cancer diagnoses in the U.S. are connected to obesity-related cancers. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Well, we told you about this story, gave you the update to the story, I should say, in the 6 o'clock hour of the show. The Gallatin Valley Sentinel reporting here that last night the Bozeman City Commission, in a 4-1 vote, adopted a resolution declaring the Pride flag and its variants to be official flags of the city of Bozeman. And then they also included a photo. That one thing I didn't mention in the 6 o'clock hour of the show was they included a photo here, a photo taken after Tuesday's commission meeting featuring Mayor Terry Cunningham and Commissioner Emma Bode posing with supporters of adopting the Pride flag as an official city flag. And it's not even just the rainbow flag. It's the one with the black, you know, the black line through it, which is the radical transgender flag as well. And so, anyway, we've got Jason in Bozeman next up on the phone lines right now. Jason, what's your thoughts?
Well, I was going to talk about the flag, but I'll say a quick comment about that. And what I was going to say, the brown on the LGBT flag stands for child predators. So... anybody in Bozeman wants to sit here and support child predators, go ahead and hang that flag up with that brown stripe on it. You guys are way out there. Anyways, my dad wanted to come down camping. He wanted to bring his camper down here. And the Bozeman City Commission passed no camping ordinance on public property down here. And, well, what happens when I don't have enough room for my dad to come down here and sleep in my house because I got kids? But he wants to bring his camper down here and go camping. And he has no place to go besides bring the camper down the street and stay in the camper at night. And so, you know, on top of the Bozeman Commission being anti-camping now, they're anti-fireworks, which is anti-American. And this is one of the biggest camping towns in, I'd say, Montana. And they're now anti-camping in Bozeman. So it looks like we have a bunch of anti-Americans on the city commission here in Bozeman, pretty much just downplaying anything that people like to do in this world.
Well, I think the intent is to crack down on the transients that are creating these transient encampments in the city and in the county as well. I mean, I don't think anybody's trying to block, say, like if your dad's coming to visit and he's got the camper out in front of the house for a couple of days. I mean, most even HOAs even allow for that kind of thing, I guess. But they're trying to crack down on the transient encampments. Now, the firework thing, though. Yeah, that was a rant that if I had been here right after the 4th of July, that's a rant that I would have gone on here or during the 4th of July when we did our holiday show. So isn't it interesting, Jason, that you have these cities that ban fireworks in city limits, right? And so what ends up happening? So then the people that want to do fireworks go out of the city limits. Well, what do you have in city limits? You have lawns that mostly are green and well-watered. And you have water infrastructure. You have fire hydrants. And you have people. So what happens when you push people out of city limits to do fireworks? You send them to places that are drier, that may not have irrigation on them. They create a worse fire threat by doing that, right?
Yes, they do. And just one more quick comment. My flag will always be the American flag and never the rainbow flag. Sorry, guys. You're not catching me waving the rainbow flag around Bozeman. And I'd like to see people start burning the rainbow flags, honestly, but I think that's well within bounds.
The liberals would want to throw you in jail for that. I mean, they will defend they will defend anybody burning the American flag, but you burn their rainbow flag, they will want to throw you in jail for that one. Hey, Jason, another question for you here. Can I throw a random question your way?
Sure.
So traffic on the interstate in Bozeman, and this could apply to Billings as well. It seems like it's more recent that everybody's complaining about, you know, hostile drivers, more traffic congestion on the interstate, you know, particularly, you know, in the Bozeman area in particular.
Mm-hmm.
Would you concur on that?
I would say that the traffic is getting to be very angry around here, just like what I tried to get away from California. Everybody's angry, and there's an angry feel when you're on the freeways down there. But it's all in perspective because this is a very small town. If you lived in, like, San Diego or Seattle before, you come here, this is a very, very small town. And anybody that hasn't lived outside a small town thinks this is a big town and thinks it's a lot of traffic, and it's definitely not.
So when you see the worst of the worst in California, you kind of put it in a little bit of perspective in Bozeman as well. Well, the reason why I throw that question out there is because, you know, they lowered the speed limit. You know, in Billings, they recently basically widened the interstate heading through Billings, and yet they lowered the speed limit to 65 miles per hour. And then they've lowered the speed limit in the Bozeman area now as well. And I think if I had the DOT on the show right now, they would blame it on, well, the feds claim that once your population hits this or that, that they have to lower, that the feds then force you to lower the speed limit. I don't think that's entirely accurate. I don't think the feds were necessarily using the right metrics when they, you know, if and when they arbitrarily lowered these speed limits. But the reason why I wonder is because I'm just posing the question out there. I think that what it has done is it has created more congestion. It is creating more headaches. It is increasing the angry driving. And it's causing more problems. It's creating less safe conditions because the traffic is becoming more congested. So anyway, but I've thrown that out there. I wonder if anybody has more information on it for us.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
The New York Times is now saying that President Trump is essentially following the same approach to Ukraine as Joe Biden did. President saying yesterday he'll help Europe speed more weapons to Ukraine and that the Europeans will pay for it. Speaking from the Oval Offices, I'm disappointed. I thought we had a deal 2 months ago, but didn't seem to get there. He also said that the conversation is very pleasant, and then the missiles go off at night. He's fooled a lot of people, but he didn't fool me. Well, here's the amazing thing, though. President says this will all happen, including tougher sanctions on Moscow, if the Russians don't come around for 50 days. 50 days? And circumstances could be completely different by then. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
The first rare earth mine in 70 years, just south of the border here in Montana. I thought of a young family from Wyola, Montana, on the Crow Nation, and I ran into them in Billings, and I said, hey, what are you doing in Billings? Well, you know, mining's kind of taking a hit, so we had to move to Billings for a job. That's what this mining opportunity means. It means families can go back home and have high-wage jobs. Hey, that's just some of what we talk about right here with Montana Talks, your statewide radio talk show.
Substance use disorder and addiction is so isolating. And so as a Black woman in recovery, hope must be loud. It grows louder when you ask for help and you're vulnerable. It is the thread that lets you know that no matter what happens, you will be okay.
When we learn the power of hope, recovery is possible. Find out how at startwithhope.com. Brought to you by the National Council for Mental Wellbeing, Shatterproof, and the Ad Council. When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like her quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordland.
U.S. farm bankruptcies surged early in 2025 with 259 filings in just 3 months, more than all of 2024, marking the highest rate since 2021. Economist Ryan Lloyd links the rise to falling commodity prices and persistently higher input costs, echoing financial strain seen in the 2018-2019 growing seasons.
It's rodeo time in Stamford. Don't miss the 61st annual C.M. Russell Stampede, July 19th and 20th at the Jeep Clayson County Fairgrounds. Saturday, July 19th kicks off with live music starting at 3, followed by the quick finish art auction at 5:30, featuring some of the Northwest's premier artists. Top off the day with a street dance as well. Then on Sunday, the 20th at 1:30, it's all-out PRCA rodeo action. Tickets are $12 in advance, $15 at the gate. Kids under 8, just 10. Come join the fun. Full details at CMRStampede.com.
USDA announced they will not allow extra specialty sugar imports beyond trade obligations, citing harm to U.S. ag producers from rising costs, foreign competition, and policy challenges. Deputy Secretary Stephen Vader said the move aims to protect sugar farmers who've lost 15% of the U.S. market to imports and faced mill closures, calling the decision a step toward correcting a trade imbalance. They say the decision reflects growing concern over the record high agriculture trade deficit. I'm Lane Nordland.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Hey, I just got a great note from Representative Braxton Mitchell out of Columbia Falls. He is the lawmaker. By the way, I think like 90% of his bills ended up that he sponsored ended up getting through the legislature this session and signed into law. But anyway, he sent me a note. He said, hey, I can call in if you want. Talk about this this bill. He had the bill that basically basically blocked the flying of these political divisive flags over government buildings. And that is what the far-left activists in Missoula and the Democrat activists in Butte and now Bozeman are basically protesting, is they want to be able to fly their divisive flags. And so they're standing up in defiance of state law to push their far-left agenda. So, but I told them, I said, yeah, give us a call right now, and I'll get to you right after Clint in Bozeman. We've got Clint on the phone lines. Clint, thanks for the call. What's your thoughts?
Boy, I'm so disgusted this morning, Aaron, I could cry. Okay, over this flag. It slaps Christianity in the face. And I got a suggestion for everybody in Bozeman that's a Christian. Let's boycott the city of Bozeman. And let's go down to the city commission, the people of Bozeman, I mean the majority of them, and raise hell with them. This is a Christian nation. It isn't a nation of, of people, queer people. I'll put it right. It's a nation of wonderful people here. I was born in this country in 1934, and I'm an old guy. And I've watched this cow town go from 6,000 people and this university, wonderful university we have, to what it is today. And it makes me sick. It makes most of us old guys and farmers and ranchers just sick to see what our city commission's done to our town. It's awful. It's awful, Aaron. And it only not only here, but it's in Butte, it's in Missoula. It's going everywhere. What the hell is the matter with our country?
Yeah.
I'm asking
imagine if you were an Irish Catholic Butte Democrat and you saw what the Democrats did with that rainbow flag in Butte. And it's disrespectful. And there's so many great veterans in Butte as well. It's disrespectful to the American flag and those who fought for it.
Too.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, it is. Let's fly other flags. And if they're going to do that, they, like my wife says, fly all the flags that that people want to fly down to city commission. What the hell's the matter with them people? Our city commission, let's get them out of there. And the county commission, let's get them out of there and put people in there that believe in Christianity and God and whatever. But not what we have.
Well, and that's why, you know, yesterday when we brought this up with John Jackson, you know, he's like, I hope they do it, is what he said. Because people need to see just how bad these city commissioners in Bozeman are. They need to know just how radical their government officials are in Butte now, for example. And in, we already knew it in Missoula. Because they need to understand what the Democrat Party actually stands for. And what the Democrats have now done is they have poked everybody in Butte in the eye. They've poked everybody who fought for that flag. That flag represents every single one of us. Whether you're Jewish, whether you're Christian, whether you identify this way or that way, that American flag stands for every single one of us. And they're the ones that are trying to divide us along every, you know, stupid line you can possibly think of right now. And that's exactly what these Bozeman City Commissioners done. They chose divisiveness. They chose, you know, basically anti-Christian, anti-Jewish hate over the American flag, which stands for freedom and unity. Clint, thanks for your service. Thanks for the call. But to John Jackson's point, though, here is that, you know, a lot of our listeners, there, you guys are on top of the issues. You're getting involved. You're speaking out. You're doing the right thing. There's a lot of folks out there that they're just busy getting kids to and from and going to and from work, maybe working two jobs, maybe working three jobs. And so they don't know everything that's going on, but they're going to see that. And they're going to see that poke in the eye, and they're going to see that big, that gigantic middle finger that's sent to every single one of you in Bozeman, and they're going to be like, what in the world is going on in our town? And y'all know what happened. You basically had, pre-COVID-19, you had a bunch of left-wingers move in from Seattle and San Francisco, and they said, oh, let's make a smaller Seattle and San Francisco in Bozeman. And that's why you see this communist Mamdani who doesn't even want the police to respond to domestic violence calls. Is that his radical Islamic stuff pushing through there? And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. That guy would easily, somebody like that guy would easily get elected to the Bozeman City Commission or the Butte or the Missoula City Commission, because that's how radicalized the Democrats have become. They embrace the most insane stuff right now. Radical Islam, all of it, you name it. All right, we'll get to Jace in Bozeman right after this. Now I realize why we got a message from Andy and Whitefish earlier in the 6 o'clock hour when I was going off on this on Mamdani. The Democrats are having breakfast with Mamdani, where he's going to try to somehow explain away his support for global terrorism and killing Jews all over the world with his globalize the Intifada remarks. He's trying to explain that whole thing away with Democrats right now. Anyway, Andy and Whitefish says, well, they won't be eating bacon at the breakfast this morning. Oh, but there'll be lots of pork, though. Don't you worry. There will be lots of pork at the table in Washington. Let's go to Jace in Bozeman. Jace, what's your thoughts? Thanks for the call.
Hey, Aaron. I just wanted to call in and say I was there at the meeting yesterday, and it's kind of saddening to me because there were so many people that showed up to encourage the city commission to vote against it. I would say it was It was, I didn't stay for the whole thing, but it wasn't, neither side really dominated. It was fairly split, which seems reason enough to not make something a flag that represents the whole city. So I was pretty disappointed in that, and I guess I didn't really realize how ideological the city commission was. They basically felt that anybody who wanted them not to adopt the flag was just wrong in their opinion, and didn't have the correct understanding of civil rights. So I really applaud the one no vote, Doug Fisher, even though he's also a liberal. I feel like he was the only one who understood the implication of that, like what this is going to do to an already pretty testy climate in Bozeman.
Yeah, so it was pretty clear to you. It was, yeah, that's interesting feedback. Yeah, that so many people showed up to speak out against this, which that's saying something, right, Jace? Because you to get our side isn't the protesting side. We're not the people that are the community organizer side, right? So it's a big deal for our side to come out because our side is busy raising kids, busy working jobs, busy sometimes working multiple jobs. And then we still want to go, float the river on occasion. So that's a big deal. All right, Jace, thanks for the phone call. Hey, we got Representative Braxton Mitchell now on the phone lines out of Columbia Falls. Representative Mitchell, we got about 1 minute before the break here. But, yeah, your quick reaction to Bozeman adopting the prideful flag last night.
Well, hey, Aaron, thanks for having me. And I think this is actually one of the big reasons why I sponsored House Bill 19 was to ensure that these spaces remain neutral. And as your previous caller just said, it was very clear that the vast majority of folks that turned out last night in a very blue area, given the fact that, showed up and said, hey, we don't want this flag that doesn't represent the vast majority of residents, being shoved down our throats. And so, yeah, I think both are making a really dumb decision here. It's a little bit different than Missoula because, you look at the election results in Gallatin County as a whole, just in the 2024 election here, it only went 53-47 for Kamala Harris. So maybe it's time to turn there in Bozeman, the Bozeman area, but very interesting. I think it definitely does not represent the vast majority of residents.
Hey, very good point. So, yeah, keep poking people in Gallatin County in the eye. Bozeman liberals. All right, hold that thought. More with Braxton after this.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, back to it here with Representative Braxton Mitchell out of Columbia Falls. Braxton, I want to, before we talk more about what happened at the Bozeman City Commission last night and the bill that you got signed into law, big picture, you made a really good point there. I pulled up the 2024 election results from the Montana Secretary of State's website here. Kamala Harris only won Gallatin County by like 2,000 votes. There was only 2,000 votes separating the two of them. And to me, this is huge because Gallatin County used to be a Republican county. It used to be a red county. But then pre-COVID-19, you had all these invaders from the left coast and these uppity elitist liberals that looked down at the rest of us. And they moved in and then they helped the Democrats take over a majority in places like Bozeman and in Gallatin County. But post-COVID-19, you had people move in. And I think most of the newcomers post-COVID-19 are people who finally had enough. They had to get the heck out of those states, like California, where Gavin Newsom wouldn't even let people go for a walk on the beach because of his COVID-19 stupidity, right? And so, but I think there's a lot of people that have moved in, maybe pre-COVID-19, maybe post-COVID-19, that maybe they lean towards the Democrat Party, but they're not very political. And I just think the more they see this type of stuff, it's like, hey, keep raising that flag, Bozeman Democrats. Eventually, we can flip Gallatin County back red again, I hope. Anyway, your thoughts?
Yeah, no, you're spot on. And we've seen, obviously, again, as you said, since 2020, I think Gallatin County has actually been, yeah, as you said, moved a little more to the right. But again, this move by the Bozeman City Council, I just don't think really represents the vast majority of residents. Again, as I mentioned earlier, I guess I lost my train of thought there. But
Yeah, walk us through.
This goes completely against the intention of this bill.
Yeah. So walk us through the intent of your bill. So the Democrats are claiming we feel targeted by this bill. Well, maybe that's because, as Connor and Bozeman called in yesterday and pointed out, it's because you guys are the only ones that are trying to divide Montanans right now by hoisting these political flags. And so, yeah, this is to stop this divisiveness in its tracks, right?
Correct. The bill was written very carefully to specifically say that on government property, any property that's taxpayer-funded, that it should remain neutral and not push any sort of political viewpoint, whether that be a Republican viewpoint, a conservative viewpoint, a Democrat viewpoint, or liberal viewpoint. These spaces should remain neutral unless it's the American flag, the Montana flag, and or official flags of historical significance, that these flags should not be flown on government property.
Yeah, because, heck, there's some flags of historic significance that the Democrats would lose their minds over if they saw it flying, because they just despise some of this, some of these symbols of American freedom. And then, of course, the governor signed this into law, and then immediately, the far-left Missoula City Council started to work their way around it, and then it went to Butte. I think it's gonna continue to fuel the exit of the Democrat Party for folks in Butte now as well.
Yeah, no, 100%. I've already gotten emails a bunch this morning. I actually got a text about 15 minutes ago from an individual wanting to come visit the Bozeman area. I wanted to go into Yellowstone and whatnot, as the vast majority of folks do. And he just said, I'm canceling my reservation to go down there. So I think have a backfall in their tourist economy, which, obviously the Bozeman area is very reliant on that, especially in these summer years when folks want to go out and go to the Yellowstone area or just check out the Bozeman area. And going back to your original point, vast majority of folks, when they think of Montana, they think of Bozeman that aren't from here. They think it's a red town, it's a red area, and I think this is going to really shine a light to a lot of folks that, have been coming and visiting this area, and maybe they're going to make a different decision not to going forward.
Yeah, I remember, I'm laughing because I remember during the COVID-19 era, I think we had somebody call in, or I was talking with a friend, and they're like, yeah, I was talking to this guy, and he's like, man, I had to get the heck out of Seattle. Those people were just awful, and they were forcing COVID vaccine passports to even sit at a lunch counter. I mean, this was awful Southern Democrat, segregationist South type stuff that they were pushing in Seattle. He's like, yeah, so I moved to Missoula. And then what the heck? I get to Missoula. It's like, yeah, it's like, man, you should have done a little more research, which is sad because, man, Missoula, much like, Whitefish back in the day was a railroad town, a logging town, and then it just got overtaken by, the university district, the left-wing activists on campus, and all the radical environmentalist groups moved in, but that's the thing here, is that the Democrats are turning the Missoula City Council and the Bozeman City Commission into something that where a guy like Zoran Mamdani could easily get elected in those places right now.
Oh, I know. It's a scary thought. Yeah, going back to that, I mean, yeah, you're spot on. I mean, just a couple of years ago, again, Gallatin County was a pretty red area, same as the Bozeman area. And, quite a few decades ago, I guess now, the city of Whitefish, I guess I kind of call it Wokefish nowadays, it was the same way. It was a railroad town, Bozeman, farm and ranch town. And obviously they've shifted as the times have changed now, and they're kind of blending in with what Missoula has always been. But I think the vast majority of people are going to reject this, Republican or Democrat. And yeah, you're spot on. I mean, seeing the way that they're going, some of these candidates I think are definitely representing this Mondami guy. Some of these folks that are elected in the Bozeman and Missoula area, they make this guy blush. There's definitely some problems in these areas. So,
yeah. Well, hey, Braxton, if you can stick with us here for a second, I got a caller on the phone lines, and she may have a question or a comment on this topic. So I want to get your reaction as well. So stick with us if you can. Bonnie in Billings. Yeah, did you have a quick question or comment?
Yeah, and it's Connie. Connie.
Hey, Connie.
Hey, didn't President Trump do an executive order about the flags that no other flags were supposed to be flown except the American flag after he came into office?
Yeah, and that would be dealing with federal buildings, which, of course, here this would be over city buildings,
oh,
as I understand
city
it.
Buildings.
Yeah, as I understand it.
Did they take the American flag down and replace it with that, or did they just add that to it?
I don't believe they've actually replaced the American flag, but we have seen some instances where they have actually raised the rainbow flag to the same level, or even sometimes we've seen it where it's hoisted above the American flag. Braxton Mitchell, your thoughts? Yeah, and Connie, thanks for the phone call.
Yeah, yeah. So Connie's spot on. So when President Trump first got into office, one of his first executive orders was to limit the display of political flags on federal government buildings, as you just mentioned, Aaron. And that's kind of what spirited House Bill 819 to apply that to state flags also in the state of Utah, as well as the state of Idaho, where actually beat Montana to the race there on getting those bills passed first. And then we saw in Boise and Salt Lake where they found that little loophole, and now Missoula and Bozeman, I guess Butte also. So again, whether it's the federal executive order, which I actually wonder that might have been codified in the Big Beautiful Bill, we'd have to go back and check and see if that happened. It falls under that, but just falls to state buildings also. And, you know, going back to the comment about the American flag, you know, in Bozeman, I know that the deputy mayor, who apparently threw me under the bus last night, I didn't have the chance to see the commission meeting. I was down, and I was driving down to Helena for a meeting early this morning here, but apparently the deputy mayor in town there doesn't even stand or say the Pledge of Allegiance. So I wouldn't be surprised if they're even going to fly the American flag at this point.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, yeah. Well, Braxton, is there any legal challenge that they could face, any legal repercussions, or could they potentially lose funding?
Well, that would be up to the governor's office and other groups that they want to, you know, pull some funding. I didn't put too much teeth on this legislation. I was worried about not getting the votes to get this bill passed at all. But talking even to my more moderate colleagues in the legislature here on the Republican side, with all the stuff that Missoula did just about a month or so ago, and obviously trickled down into Butte and now Bozeman, I think that my colleagues are more than open to, one, closing this loophole, but also adding some teeth, whether it's adding the Attorney General and others to investigate these instances where somebody might violate House Bill 819 and whatnot, going into the legislative session and or for in a special session between now and then.
Well, and certainly what it does is it helps put a spotlight on just how bad these city commissions and city councils in places like Bozeman and Missoula truly are, and how little respect they have for their own people, how much they want to poke their own constituents in the eye, and they want to be divisive. They want to divide people instead of unite people, and it's helping to put a gigantic spotlight on that. Representative Braxton Mitchell out of Columbia Falls, great job as always. Appreciate you joining us.
Up there. Thanks for having me.
All right, quick break, and then we got a great guest popping into the studios right after this, conservative political consultant Jake Eaton. Some left-wing nut job lawyer is attacking him and his wife. I can't wait to hear his take on all of this. So plus all the other federal judge stuff in the news. Stand by, back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, a leader in boat insurance. Welcome aboard to carefree boating. Here, we don't worry about the what-ifs, because we explore with Progressive Boat Insurance for as little as $100 per year for a basic liability policy. Progressive also offers a variety of other coverages and can help you cover repair costs when you need it. And with discounts like multi-policy, safety courses, responsible driver, and more, your mind can really flow free. Cruise on over to Progressive.com to get a quote today and see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Rate and discounts not available in all states or situations.
Fox News commentary.
Sunday was the one-year anniversary of the first known assassination attempt on President Trump. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
I'm Benjamin Hall, Fox News senior correspondent and New York Times best-selling author, and I'm searching for heroes. Every Monday, I'll speak with a few silent but noteworthy heroes, everyday people who illuminate stories of compassion and are true embodiments of heroism. Make sure you subscribe to my podcast, Searching for Heroes with Benjamin Hall, wherever you download podcasts. And please leave a rating and a review.
Sunday was the the one-year anniversary of the first known assassination attempt on President Donald Trump, but shockingly, we still know very little about his would-be assassin, what or who motivated him, or the failures of the Secret Service. Perhaps even more puzzling is the fact that not one Secret Service agent was fired for their actions or inactions on that fateful day in Butler, PA. Don't forget, just 2 months later, he was targeted again, that time while golfing near Mar-a-Lago. For me, this was totally unacceptable, and especially since our great president is far from out of the woods. We know he has active threats against his life from Iran. We also know political violence against mega conservatives has far from dissipated. As President Trump fearlessly and unapologetically wins for the American people, his enemy list grows longer. There is no room for error and no room for complacency. Protect Donald Trump. I'm Tommy Lahren.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll see some lingering clouds and a few showers possible, especially the first half of the day today, followed by some sun during the latter half of the day. High temperature readings from the lower 70s in Bozeman to the mid-60s in the Billings area. For tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies, low temperatures in the upper 40s and lower 50s. And then for Thursday, we're looking at sunshine with highs in the mid-upper 80s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm Paul Trombley.
Hey, we got a BOLO alert. Be on the lookout. Some guy stole a fancy pickup and a really nice-looking RV. Plus, he defrauded a bunch of other people in Billings along the way. So be on the lookout for a specific pickup and this specific RV. Go to MontanaTalks.com. You'll see the video. You can see the guy's picture. You can see a photo of the RV and the pickup to be on the lookout for.
Employment finds the right people right when they're needed. Visit them at 1804 Grand Avenue or call today, 652-8808.
It's morning in Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Great to have a conservative political consultant Jake Eaton back in the house with us here. Kind of last minute, but I saw this hit piece on him and his wife by some liberal nut job lawyer in the Billings Gazette this morning. I thought, I got to get Jake's take on this. Hey, you want to call in? You want to join us on the show? So he popped in. We're going to save that topic for the 8 o'clock hour, though, because we're a little short on time here in this 7 o'clock hour. But, Jake, good to see you, my friend.
Yeah, great to be here.
I thought you might have, jumped in with Scott Aspenlighter last Tuesday, but you were slacking last week.
I was out of town, so I couldn't make it work.
Well, so was I. So, but that's all right. We'll just make Scott do all the work for us. So, if we need something, we'll just snap our fingers and get Scott Aspenlighter to get it done. So, hey, I got to get your take on these federal judges and these big U.S. Supreme Court decisions that just came out, and now this far-left environmental wacko judge, Dana Christensen, in Missoula, he punted on an immigration case. The illegal alien from Mexico that got arrested in Helena.
The Helena man, they're calling him, right? Lee Enterprises every day. Right?
Yeah, Helena man. So, but basically, Judge Christensen said, I don't have jurisdiction here. He basically punted the whole issue. I think that shows you just how much these guys now have their tails between their legs.
Well, I think so. And, so this guy was represented by this crazy lunatic, Raleigh Summers Flanagan, who runs this, quote, nonprofit, lawfare firm out of Bozeman. She used to be Steve Bullock's general counsel.
Enough said.
And so, when they filed this case, like every lawyer that I know, and I know a lot of lawyers, unfortunately, they were like, this doesn't even make any sense. Like, this isn't even close to how the immigration system works. Like, you don't just get to show up in federal court and do this. And Dana Christensen basically said this happened. He was very nice in his order, but was like, I don't know why you're here,
Well, it was funny. I thought
you have to follow the law and the rules. It's a pretty basic concept.
Yeah, Jeff Essman nailed it here. Every dog hits the end of his leash. Federal district court judge finally gets it. It's because, well, they've been smacked down by the U.S. Supreme Court with these nationwide injunctions. And so I think even he's like, I'm going into senior status. Like, I've embarrassed myself enough. I'm gonna punt on this one.
Right. And this is a guy, Dana Christensen is an ideological liberal. It has been for a long time. Long time, friend and supporter of Max Baucus. And that's how he got the gig. If there was ever a guy who wanted to come up with a reason, to invent a reason to let this Helen Mann illegal alien have a win, and to let this, you know, Bozeman law firm have a win. It's him. But, you know, they've taken this so far that even he can't come up with a plausible excuse to let him have a win on this one. So,
yeah, I was going to say, it had to be very disappointing for the newsroom in the Billings Gazette building this morning. But then I realized, oh, wait, they don't have anybody in the building anymore.
I think there's like two of them.
Well, nobody's in the building because they're trying to sell it, and the last buyer backed out. All right, hold that thought. We're more to follow here with Jake Eaton coming up in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. In the 6 o'clock hour of the show, I went over one of my favorite recipes, you know, when I'm trying to slim down through Billings' last diet. But I described it. It's like a Big Mac. Except for without, you know, without the bread. It's the keto-friendly Big Mac. And you just get some cabbage. You get the Walden Farms Thousand Island dressing. You dice up some pickles. And, of course, you got some good Montana beef there. You've got your perfect little Big Mac alternative, right? Well, imagine if you had some great Montana beef from Reminisce Angus Ranch to go with that alternative Big Mac there. Hey, Angus beef, high quality. Coming right out of Dillon, Montana. You guys have heard Brian Massard with Reminisce Angus Ranch join us on the show. And man, he's fun. He's a big part of the MAHA agenda, the Make America Healthy Again agenda. That's because beef is front and center when it comes to making America healthy again. Whether you want to enjoy some premium steaks, some ground beef for that Big Mac, or jerky, you're going to taste why Reminisce Angus delivers some incredibly fine quality, regeneratively grown beef right here in Montana. Check out the Reminisce Angus website. You can also find their jerky and several of their products in like town and country stores and in the town pumps as well.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.